actually. I think it's a kick forwards into the right.
Is that intentional runner? It's going to get there. Oh, excuse me. Look at this one.
This could be close. This could be really close.
Hey folks, it's your host, Tom Holly here, alone, because Neil is now too good for me because he has a woman in his life, and he leaves me in the apartment by myself, you know, three nights a week on the weeknights. So I have to talk about golf alone in my room, but you know, this episode honestly kind of works out for that because it's a bracketology episode, so I will just be running through my bracket. For the WGC match play. I'd also like to note that I'm taking time out of my busy work week to record this on a Tuesday for all you listeners, because the tournament starts on Wednesday and I hope to have plans Wednesday evening. And I didn't want to be inauthentic and release a podcast after all the round one group play matches had kicked off, because that would just be lying. I would just be lying to you if I did that. So I'm just going to run through my bracket. I love the match play. I saw on Milky Golf today, he said that there's a rumor that the match play is going away. That would suck. This is like the one really, really fun week of the year that we get to see something really different. I could watch these guys go 1v1 at all times. Honestly, all golf should be match play. Stroke play is really freaking stupid, in my honest opinion. All college golf should be match play. In the UK, in the Isles, that no one plays stroke play. You play stroke play once a month to, you know, keep your handicap in check so you can go out and play fair matches. We need to get into more of that in the US. Rounds would be shorter because people would get their shit rocked in and be home after 3 hours. So I'm pro match play. A lot of good groups. The first one here, the top half, the left side of the bracket. We'll do the left side here before commercial and then jump into the right side. The Scotty Scheffler group is great. Scotty, Tom Kim, Alex Noren, Davis Riley. I could see anyone jumping out of that group except Alex Noren, but obviously it's going to be Scotty. I've just put Scotty through pretty automatically. I don't think he's really going to have any competition in that one. The pod right below him, Sungjae, Tommy Fleetwood, JT Poston, and Mav McNealy. The only thing I know that is going to happen in this group is that Mav McNealy is not going to be advancing. And if he does, I'll be absolutely shocked. I feel like Tommy's going to ride the energy of last week, at the Valspar and keep it going. Not saying he's going to do anything big once he gets out of group play, but I do think he's going to walk through that group pretty easily. JT Poston's been having a good year. Sungjae has been not impressive in any way. I think it's going to come down to a JT and Tommy battle. I think Tommy comes out on top. Morikawa, Day, Svensson, Victor Perez. I haven't seen much of Victor Perez this year. Haven't been watching a lot of DP World Tour stuff. I know last season he kind of ate on the DP World Tour. He was all over the leaderboard basically at all times. So he could really surprise a lot of American fans here, but I think it's going to be Jay Day. Not sure how his back will hold up into the weekend once he gets out of group play. That's a lot of golf for a guy with the back issues that he's had over his life, but he's playing really good golf. Honestly, to see him in that group is a little upsetting for Colin. That's kind of like running into that FAU team who is had like 30 wins in their conference, and then, you know, obviously they played Farley Dickinson, I guess, so maybe not a great comparison, but got to come into the tournament as a really good team and really playing hot, just underranked because they're not from a power conference and haven't had, you know, long-term success. That's Jason Day for me here. Hovland, Kirk, Sungwoo Kim and Matt Kuchar is an absolute snooze fest of a pool. I don't even know what to say about this one. I'll throw Matt Kuchar in. No, actually, F that. Kuch has been playing some pretty good golf, though, I will say. Some surprisingly good golf. He's been popping up on leaderboards where I would not expect to see him, but I'm gonna put Hov through and throw him up against J Day in the second round. Oh man. The bottom half of the bracketology really looks great here. We got Spieth, Lowry, Montgomery, and Hughes, and I realize I just skipped one on the list. So if you're following along on your bracket, I'm sorry, but I was drawn to this group. Mackenzie Hughes has not had the Canadian year that some of his other Canadian counterparts have, and I don't expect him to really put up much of a show. Jordan Spieth's going to run with this group. I don't really expect anyone to be able to hang with him. He's playing that weird, crazy ass magic golf that Jordan Spieth often plays, and he's in Texas, so it should be a pretty big no brainer for that one. The pot above that is Homa, Matsuyama, Kisner, and Justin Suh. I don't know. Max is playing great golf. They posted that picture of him in that cute little cowboy hat. I don't love Hideki's game in a match play scenario. Obviously, Kevin Kisner is the match play assassin. It's hard to pick against Kiz. The Kiz Homa match is going to be must watch TV for anyone under the age of 20 and who has, you know, devoted their life to Barstool Sports. I am going to take Kiz to get out of that group. I don't love where Max's game is at the moment. It's trending a little bit down. I hope he proves me wrong, and I hope he finds it heading into 2 weeks from now. But I'm going to take Kiz to sneak out of that one. Sam Burns, Seamus Power, Adam Scott, Adam Hadwin. Adam Hadwin, you already know he's winning that group. That's a pretty mid group. Seamus Power being at 30th is throwing me a little bit. He's had a good year, but not sure how he snuck up that high. And I think Adam Hadwin's riding the hottest hand in that one. Really a similar like kind of FAU comparison. I would put Adam Hadwin as more of a Michigan State guy. You know, playing through it. And finding it in a little bit of a bigger stage than I had. I guess Jason Day and Adam Hadwin are probably not. That might be a misplaced comparison, making Adam Hadwin the Michigan State and Jason Day the FAU. Maybe we flip those. And then last group on the left side of the bracket here is P. Cantlay, Brian Harman, Lee. Oh no, I keep picking Lee now. And then Nick Taylor, PP Pants Boy, Nick Taylor. No, Patrick Cantlay is going to win that group. Not that's a pretty weak one. Left side should be good. There's a few weak ones down in the bottom half, but overall you get some heavy hitters from the Scheffler, Kim, Riley, and then, you know, Fleetwood, Poston, Jade, Morikawa, Kiz, Matsuyama, Homa, and Spieth, Lowry. So it should be a good thing to see on the left side, and we'll jump into the right side after commercial. Not sure how John Rahm drew an absolute murderer's row of a pod. I know it's all based on just pure rankings and nothing random or assigned, but Rahm, Horschel, Mitchell, Fowler is an absolute beatdown of a crew. I think John's still going to be able to walk away with it, but you don't want to see Billy Horschel in match play ever. Nothing infuriates me more than watching Billy Horschel play match play. Nothing. Last year at the WGC when he was playing against Scotty, I remember, and I'll try and find the clip of when he like just cold topped an iron. Oh my God, it's a fantastic audio. So I hope we get more of that this year. Keith Mitchell playing great golf. Ricky Fowler playing great golf. You know what, F it. I'm going to go for the upset. I'm going to take Billy to get out of that crew. Cam Young, Sepp Straka, Corey Connors, Davis Thompson, I believe. Either David or Davis. That's a snoozer. I'll take my Canadian brother, Corey, to get through that one. He's had a pretty bad year, to be honest. Not the year that he had, you know, 2 and 3 years ago. But I don't... Cam Young is also a little bit down after the insanity of his Rookie of the Year campaign. So I'll ride with my Canadian guy to get through there, eh? Tony Finau, Kurt Kitayama, and then Christian Bezuidenhout, and some guy I actually don't recognize, A. Marink. This is bad radio. Adrian Marek is a Polish professional golfer, obviously a DP World Tour points abuser. He was born in Germany, and he attended East Tennessee State University, and is apparently pretty good. He's the first Polish golfer to ever win on the European Tour when he won the 2022 Horizon Open. I can't imagine what the transition from Poland to the East Tennessee was like, but I'm Polish, so I respect to him. We love to see that. Tony Finau is going to run through him in that group, but I hope he has a good time. I hope he enjoys Texas. Will Zalatoris, Ryan Fox, Harris English, and Andrew Putnam. Harris is playing good golf. Will is not really playing good golf. Ryan Fox, again, has been playing pretty well on the DP World Tour. Some Americans are going to get pretty upset about DP World Tour points abusers this week and having to watch people they've never heard of. But I'm going to take Harris to walk that one. Xander, Tom Hoagie, Aaron Wise, Camp Davis. Camp Davis actually playing pretty good golf. He sneaks in the field here at 64th in the world. I'm not sure how they make these pools now that I'm looking at it. Scotty is going up against the 54th person in the world, but also the 17th and the 8th. I guess that might have something to do with it. You get like the second best person in your crew is pretty low, but then Xander gets Camp Davis as a matchup. I don't know. I'm going to take Tom Hoagie, playing really good golf the last few weeks. Xander has not been impressing me. I think we're really starting to see the tail end of Xander's major competitive years. So I'll take Tommy H to get through that one. That's me, Tommy H. Matty Fitz, Sahith, Min G. I get him confused with his sister. And then JJ Spawn, obviously taking Min G, MJ Lee. I don't know if anyone else follows him on... Damn it, it is Min Woo. Damn it, I just got myself confused. Min Woo Lee, I don't know if anyone follows him on TikTok, but he has a fantastic TikTok. You should absolutely follow him. He does great transition vids, great hype videos for himself. So I bet the content that Min Woo pumps out this week for the WGC is going to be great. Kind of a snoozer here. Tyrrell Hatton, Russell Henley, Lucas Herbert, and Ben Griffin. Ben Griffin, another guy with great TikTok content. If Tyrrell hadn't had the week that he had at the Players, I would have picked Ben Griffin for sure, just because I really like where he's been playing and I love his content. But Tyrrell looked really good at the back nine on Sunday at the Players, and it seems to be dripping with confidence. So I'm gonna pick him to get through. And then this is a group that I just hate. I hate that they did this to me here. Rory, Keegan, Denny McCarthy, and Scott Stallings. They put all my guys in one group, and they're going to make them bully each other. Rory allegedly has found it with a driver change as he heads into Augusta and a putter change. So I'm looking at him to have a big weekend. And then we'll quickly run through the round of 16 into the WGC Dell Technologies champion. Scotty's going to beat Tommy Fleetwood. J-Day going to beat Victor Hovland. Kiz is going to beat Spieth. More like Spieth is going to beat himself late at some point. And then Adam Hadwin's going to beat Patrick Cantlay. Billy Horschel's going to beat Corey Connors. Tony Finau is going to beat Harris English. Minwoo Lee is going to beat Tom Hoagie. Rory's going to beat everybody on the way in. And I'm going to say the final four we'll have is Scotty, Kiz, Rory, Billy. And I will take Rory and Scotty in the final, and I'll take Rory as your champion and Kiz as your third place winner. And I hope that goes like that, because, you know, you get a nice little reward on the PGA Tour website if you have a good bracket. So, you know, everyone should enter in their picks, and hopefully we have a great week. Cheers. Top, top. Ooh, la, 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 la.
chip puck. You know what's the big whoop? When I play my game, and then I make my mama proud.
Smash, bang, you gotta hit the ball far. Then the crowd goes, then you hear the
ooh, da, la, 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 la.
Tweet, tweet. I want my birthdays all day long. Let the bogeys go and say, hey.
Ooh, da, la, 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 la.
Hey. You wanna play with the pros now?
Hey.
You gotta hit it in the hole now?
Hey.
You wanna reach that top, yeah?
Hey.